Welcome back. So how did ballot questions fare last night? There were 160 of them in 37 states. On a lighter note, the nation's smallest state, Rhode Island, opted to keep the longest name. So don't forget, it's Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. More seriously, in Illinois, where the last two former governors were convicted of federal charges, voters approved an amendment that would allow them to recall future governors. For the first time since the 1990s, there were no measures asking voters to ban same-sex marriage, but in Iowa, voters ousted three state Supreme Court judges who voted for the unanimous court decision to legalize gay marriage in that state. Jenny Drage Bowser is senior fellow at the Bipartisan National Conference of State Legislatures. She keeps track of ballot measures, and we've asked her back for an update. And Jenny, we'll have a link to your blog at hereandnow.org. But let's start with voters who weighed in on health reform. Three states had measures that would, in one way or another, get rid of the insurance mandate that is part of health care reform. As we said earlier, that was defeated in Colorado. What happened in Oklahoma and Arizona?
Voters in Oklahoma and Arizona approved those measures that would block the federal health care mandate from taking effect in their state.
But as you told us last time, in Oklahoma, the state attorney general's office put language in saying that federal law trumps state law. So what happens now? Voters may say, we don't believe in an insurance mandate, we want to opt out, but can they?
Well, that's ultimately up to the courts to decide, but generally speaking, federal law does preempt state law in circumstances like this.
So maybe more of an emotional statement. We'll see.
Sure.
How about taxes? Voters in Washington state rejected Initiative 1098. Now, that would have instituted a new state income tax on very wealthy earners in the top 1%, but voters there said no. Here in Massachusetts, voters rejected a cut in sales taxes. What happened elsewhere?
Well, it's going to be a tough budget year next year in a few states. One will be Arizona, where voters rejected some transfers of special funds into the general fund. A budget deficit that was $825 million back in September is now going to be more like $1.3 billion. Votes in California on Propositions 22 and 26 are going to carve $2 billion out of the general fund there. In Florida, voters rejected an attempt to modify class size requirements, and they've already budgeted $2.9 billion for that in this fiscal year, and they anticipate it'll cost as much as $40 billion over the next decade.
Well, so there seemed to be a loud voice against any increase in taxes, but as you say, there's going to be budget shortfall. There were marijuana initiatives in four states. Three were regarding medical marijuana, but of course the big one in California was about legalizing recreational use, Prop 19. Now, when we spoke, polls were showing this was going to pass overwhelmingly and then probably head up in the courts, but Prop 19 went down. Why?
Well, you know, right after we spoke, it started tilting down in the polls, and it just continued down until today. I can't really say why it failed in California, but I do think that the failure in California doesn't necessarily mean we won't see it again in 2012, maybe in some other states.
Yeah. And what happened to the other medical marijuana initiatives?
Well, Arizona's right now is running too close to call. It's tilting toward failure, but it's very close. South Dakota rejected a medical marijuana proposition, and in Oregon, they rejected a measure that would have established dispensaries to sell medical marijuana.
Back in California, voters also rejected Prop 23. That would have suspended the state's landmark clean air law, limiting greenhouse gas emissions. So voters obviously felt, no, we've got to do something about emissions. And then there was also Prop 24 in California. We just want to touch on this briefly. This was a move to repeal $1.7 billion in corporate tax breaks. This is, you know, breaks that were given to corporations in California. And supporters of repealing the breaks said that, you know, it would help in California's terrible budget crisis. But companies like Fox and General Electric, which owns NBC, put millions into fighting this proposition. There was some controversy around Fox because they also railed against the proposition in their on-air reporting without disclosing that Fox Corp money had been spent to defeat it. But how did Prop 24 in California fare? Did the corporations win?
The corporations won in California. Voters rejected Prop 24.
Okay, so I'm sure that's going to be looked at down the road. In addition to the measure in Illinois that allows voters to recall governors, there were a number of other governance measures on the ballot. Florida and California voters were asked to depoliticize the redistricting process. How'd that go?
Those measures fared well. So the Florida legislature now will have to operate under guidelines on how to do redistricting, both at the legislative and congressional level. And in California, congressional redistricting will move out of the legislature into an independent commission that was established 2 years ago by voters.
Well, this is really interesting because we know this is a redistricting year. This is the year that states get to react to the 2010 census. So those are interesting measures.
Definitely. And California's commission is new. It has never operated yet. So we'll be watching closely to see how that goes.
Just point out some of the other ballot measures that caught your eye and ear. What else do you think we should know about?
Oklahoma becomes the 27th state to require identification from voters at the polls. And among those 27, they'll be the ninth to require that ID shows a photo of the voter. Vermont becomes the 12th state to allow a 17-year-old to vote in the primary if that person will turn 18 before the general election.
Oklahoma also had a ballot measure asking that there be no Sharia law. Not that there was any, but how did that fare?
Voters approved that measure.
All right. Go on. Other ballot questions that caught your eye?
You know, a surprise to me was that voters in Maryland approved a constitutional convention. Maryland is one of 14 states where the Constitution requires that voters be asked at a regular interval if they want to have a constitutional convention, and they almost always say no. The last state to hold a constitutional convention was Rhode Island back in 1985 and 1986. Looks like Maryland will be next.
And what does that mean?
Well, it means that they will form a convention that will take a look at the entirety of the Maryland state constitution.
Huh. And by the way, there was an animal rights question in Missouri. What was the result there?
This one passed. This measure would regulate puppy mills in Missouri. It places some requirements on how dog breeders have to treat the animals in their care and places a cap on the number of animals that they can have at any given time. And voters did approve that.
That's Jenny Drage Bowser, senior fellow at the Bipartisan National Conference of State Legislatures. We'll link you to all of the ballot questions that she's been following. Jenny, thanks as always.
Thank you.